Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister held a meeting with President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez, at Hyderabad House this morning. Both the leaders discussed a wide range of issues aimed at deepening India-Spain partnership. Prime Minister Modi conveyed his appreciation for Spain's consistent support for strong India-EU relations. Mr. Modi said the historic free trade agreement with the EU will have a very positive impact on the economic partnership with Spain and provide new opportunities to the people of both the nations. The Prime Minister also held talks with Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Petteri Orpo, and discussed cooperation in sustainability and digitalization, AI research, and ethical innovation. The Prime Minister commended Finland's efforts as an emerging innovation player in AI. Mr. Modi also held talks with presidents of Serbia and Estonia and Prime Minister of Croatia on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister Modi met Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Mr. Modi said they talked about the work India is doing in AI and how Google can work with India's talented students and professionals in this field. Meanwhile, global leaders continue to arrive in the national capital for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. India AI and Intel India have created a new world record under the category for most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. More than 2.5 lakh students took pledge under the campaign. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, noted that it is the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI.
It's a real big achievement for the country. It's the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI.
Mr. Vaishnav chaired a strategic convening of industry leaders, global academicians, policymakers, and technology experts during the India AI Impact Summit today. French President Emmanuel Macron and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, today inaugurated the Indo-French Campus on AI in Global Health at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi. The campus aims to advance research, innovation and capacity building in AI, in AI-driven healthcare solutions, fostering academic excellence and international partnerships. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today met with France's Special Envoy for Artificial Intelligence at the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said, both sides discussed deepening Indo-French engagements in AI. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal today inaugurated the Ministry of Power Pavilion at the AI Impact Summit. The Ministry of Power said the pavilion underscores India's commitment to leveraging artificial intelligence for building a future-ready, efficient and resilient power sector. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today visited International Solar Alliance or ISA Pavilion at India AI Impact Summit. The pavilion highlights practical, scalable solutions using AI, digital platforms and geospatial tools to modernize utilities, accelerate renewable energy integration and enhance energy resilience across ISA member countries. The government has extended the India AI Impact Expo by one day, that is, till the 21st of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology Secretary S. Krishnan said, the move has been taken because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. He said on Friday and Saturday, the expo will remain open until 8 p.m. Tomorrow, the expo will be closed to the general public. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has said renunciation does not mean leaving everything behind, but making life meaningful through the chanting of Sri Krishna's name. He visited the ISKCON temple at Mayapur in Nodia district in West Bengal on the occasion of the 152nd birth anniversary of Shril Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have set a target of 200 runs for Namibia in a Group A match at the Sinhali Sports Club in Colombo. Electing to bat first, Pakistan posted 199 runs. In reply, Namibia were 95 for 8 in 16.2 overs when reports last came in. And that's the end of this news bulletin.